Starting with Hashem Hilchis Basa B'cholov, Shir 19, Simen Tzadik Beis Sif Zayin. Let's begin with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Yesh Mishem Matur B'Shas Hadchak. There are those that permit in extenuating circumstances, Kagoyin B'Erev Shabbos. For example, in Erev Shabbos, Afilu Shenoikin Neged Havoitiv. They permit the food even if it fell opposite the empty part. Afilu shaloi kenegad ha'esh, even if there wasn't opposite the fire, and it doesn't get dried up right away. Alidei shishim, that if this shishim, if this 60, it's mutter. We see, though, from over here, that you always need 60. Even if it's kenegad ha'reikon, we still need 60. Because the whole chash is that maybe it stays above the reikon, and therefore we need 60 times 60. But maybe there is also a chash that maybe it does spread into the food. And therefore, in any case, even B'Shas Hadchak will always need 60, even if it falls against the Reikon. So Amar says V'Chinog. This is the Minhag. So now, in order to understand why we're more Makel in B'Shas Hadchak, we have to go back a step. We learned in Sifhei, in the end of the Taz Yutes, and in the Shach Chof Aleph, that you cannot make a hole on the bottom of the Kli to let it drain. This is in the Hagoyzah Smak, because we're afraid that the rotav will go up to the part that became aser, and the shachantaz add that you also cannot pour it out on the other side of where the drop fell, also because when you're picking up the pot, it will shake, and the rotav will touch the part that became aser, and therefore you'll need 60 times 60, according to the shach. So the question over here is, it seems from here, that the only reason we can't pour it out on the other side is because we might shake the pot, and will touch the part that became usher. So the Achroinim ask, this can be found in the Michas Yaakov, Simen Nun Hei, Sivkot Nches, and the Primogodim in Mishpat Sezov, Simen Sadak Ches, Sivkot Nches, starting with Da, and in Yad Yehuda, in Pirish HaOroch, Sivkot Lamed Gimel. They all ask that how is it mutter to pour it out from the other side? Why aren't we choshish that the blios spread in the shape of a band, and will go all the way to the other side of the pot, and if I pour it on the other side of the pot, I have a bigger problem. I'll be pouring it over a pot that became usher. Not only a problem that I'll shake the pot, the problem will be that I'll be pouring it over isser, and I'll need 60 times 60 to mevatel it, or even if there is 60 times 60, and I still can't pour it out because of ein mevatel isser lechatchila. So therefore, they say that the isser to pour it out is because I might be pouring over isser, and not only because I might shake the pot. That's what we learned in Sif Hei. So over here in Sif Zayin, at first the Mishpat Zizov wants to say that the reason it's mutter over here is because we're not afraid that the Reitiv went up above to the part that became Aser, like we were Choshish in Sif Vav, and therefore you can let it cool, and then it's mutter, if the 60. But then he asks from the Shachantaz that say over here that if it's late, you don't have to wait till it cools, and you can pour it over the other side. So according to the way the Mishnah itself explains it, you can't pour it over the other side, because perhaps the drop spread around in a circle to the other side. So how could you pour it on the other side? So therefore he says that the reason that it's mutter is because we do not say chanan by blios. If all there is blios, and now more blios get absorbed, blios won't make other blios a chanan. This is also how the Biragua says over here, in Sifkat Lamadala, that the reason of Ahir's mutter is because we do not say Bebalua Chanan. And since we don't say Chanan, all we need is 60 to Mevatel the drop. So now let's see Taz Sifkat Nechob Dalad. The Taz says, Adi Shishim, the Shishim is enough. Pirish Bishishim Betavshil Negat Hatip Lechud. That if there's only 60 in the Tavshil against the drop, it's a mutter. Then he says, Kosav Be'isur Behetu Ha'oruch, Klal Lamad Aleph. Im nofal tipas cholov al hagdeiro im mayim eitzel ha'esh. If a drop of milk falls on a pot filled with water on the fire, ubesoich ma'es le'es bishlu bob baser, then you poured out the water and cooked in this pot meat. Afilu lo yhoyah shishim b'mayim neged ha'tipa. Even if there wasn't 60 in the water against the drop of milk that fell on it, mutter ha'baser. The meat that's cooked in it afterwards is mutter, even though it's within 24 hours that the drop of milk fell on it. The im loy avotchila, why is it mutter? The im loy avotchila l'sech kadeira, if it didn't go in to the pot the first time, gam kein b'pam hasheni loy savor. it won't go in the pot the second time either. Umutu habasar b'diyevet, and therefore the meat is mutter b'diyevet. V'filu imaveres lefnim tchila, and even if the drop does go into the pot the first time, mikol makim ein b'kadeva min hacholav ela lefi shir hamaduma b'mayim. Therefore, what goes back into the walls of the pot is only the percentage of milk that's mixed up in the water. If, let's say, an ounce fell on the outside of the pot, and I cooked in the pot 10 ounces, so now all that went back into the pot is 1/10 of an ounce. Since it's milk and water, we don't say chanan. So all we have to be mevatel is the percentage that's mixed up in the water. And against this little bit, there probably is 60. So there's two questions that are asked on this Taz in the Achronim. First question is asked by the Mishpatzei Zov. The Mishpatzei Zov brings the Issur Etor Orech in greater length and says that he differentiates between if it fell opposite the rotav when the water was being cooked in it, or it fell opposite the empty part. And if it fell against opposite the empty part, the meat cooked afterwards is asur. So the Mishpatzei Zov says it has to be that before you cooked water in this pot, meat was cooked in the pot. Because otherwise, even if it fell against the empty part, if the pot wasn't used before for meat, all there is in this pot is water. And it's only heter, and we shouldn't say chanan, even if it falls against the empty part. So therefore, even if it falls opposite the roitav, why don't we say that the meat in the walls of the pot, together with the water, become a chanan, from the drop that fell on it, and now the next time I'll cook on it, I'll need 60 against the walls of the pot. So the Achronim answered, is there Zohov on the Issur v'Heter, on the Yad Yehuda, that the case is that meat wasn't cooked before in the pot. It was either an Einu Ben Yomer pot or a new pot. So therefore, if it falls opposite the rotav, therefore it's mutter, because if it didn't go in the first time, it won't go in the second time. And if it did go in the first time, all I need is against a fraction of the drop, and it'll be bottle. The question is, why is it asur if it fell against the empty part? Over there, what the Issur v'Heter means to say is that if it falls against the empty part, we're afraid that it doesn't spread into the roitav of the first time, so the whole drop remains there, and the second time you're cooking it, it will spread into the roitav, and then I'll need 60 against the drop. But not that it becomes a chanan, because it's true, like the Talmud Gadol said, that since the meat wasn't cooked before in the pot, there's no chanan. So therefore, I won't need 60 times 60, but I do need 60 against the drop. When it falls against the rotav, we say that if it spreads into the rotav. And therefore, all I need is against the percentage. But if it falls against the empty part, if it does spread, it might spread up to the rotav and not go into the rotav, and therefore, the second time, I'll need 60 against the drop. That's the first question. The second question is that of the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das says that what's the difference if the drop of milk fell against the pot when water was being cooked in it, or if it fell against the pot when meat was being cooked in it. Because we learned in Sif Vav that if you cook in the pot a second time, it has the same din as the first time, meaning that if it's against the rotav, only 60. So that means that even if the first time there was 60, the second time again I need 60. So why don't we say that if the first time it spread into the pot and the 60, it became bottle, and therefore the second time it should be mutter. And if it didn't go in the first time, it shouldn't go in the second time. So why do we need 60 the second time? Because if either it went in and came bottle, or it didn't go in, but then it won't go in the second time. So he answers with something that we'll learn in the next siman, that we'll see that there's an opinion of the Bala Itur that if I cook water in between cooking meat and milk, or vice versa, if let's say I cook meat in a pot, then I cook water in the pot, and then I cook milk in the pot, the milk is mutter, because the water will dilute the taste of the meat that's in the walls of the pot, and therefore when I cook milk in it, afterwards it's mutter. So even though we don't hold like that, but he wants to explain the Issur v'Heter, that's only if there's water in between the meat and the milk. But if it falls in the pot while the water is being cooked, in such a case, we say that the bleos in the pot do get diluted. Therefore, the only way it's asur is if we say that the bleos come out of the pot. And once they come out and go into the water and then go back into the pot, all we need to mevatel is against the percentage of the milk that went back in. However, if meat was cooked first and the drop fell against the pot, So the meat can't dilute the milk taste, and therefore the second time I'll also need 60 against the drop. So let's see the Ramo. The Ramo says, V'nishpach cholov oishar iser v'seach al gabe karka, if milk or other iser spills on the ground or any other surface, v'hemidu alav kedeira chamo, and one placed a hot pot on top of this milk or iser, im mashin nishpach ene etzel ha'esh, if the place that it was poured onto is not next to the fire, lehavi rakli sheni, now this thing that's poured has a din of a kli sheni, ulechein hakadeva asuva debeilei aksas, therefore the pot is usher because it absorbs a little bit, atapshal mutter de tatogover, and the food in the pot is mutter because of tatogover. The Ramo holds that a kli sheni does not usher. So therefore, in this case, what spilled has a din of a kli sheni, which would have a din of cold, and now we have a din of hot into cold, and therefore the rules of tatogover apply that all that's usher is a klipa. So all that's usher is a klipa of the pot, and everything in the pot is mutter. So the Taz and Shach bring the marshal that if the pot is placed close to the fire, so the fire will prevent the pot from cooling off, or keep the pot hot, and therefore it does not have a din of tatogover. And I'll need 60 against the milk that's underneath the pot. So the Chavistas learns two dinim from here. The first din is, he says, that even in a case where we do need 60, all we need is against the milk underneath the pot, not the milk that's next to the pot. So he explains that the reason is because a dover lach, a liquid, is not considered connected one side to the next. And therefore, all I need is 60 against what's below the pot. Another point he points out is that we do not need 60 against what's absorbed into the kiva, into the place where the milk spilled. As he says, the reason is because we need liquid to transfer blios from one kli to another. And this little bit of liquid that's in between the pot and, for example, the kiva, is not enough to transfer blios. This is what we mentioned in the last year, that if something spills from your pot onto the grate of the stove, even if the grates would be usher, it still wouldn't be enough to transfer blios from the grates into the pot. Then the Ramo continues. V'kiluach min ha-kadeira v'seches, a stream from the hot pot, shoholach el kadeira tzinnenes, that goes to, hits, a cold pot. Im nifsek ha-kiluach min ha-kadeira v'ha-v'seches, koidim shi'igia la-tzinnen, if there's a break in the flow before it hits the cold pot, Havinamik a klisheni, it also has a din of a klisheni. Vimloi nifsak, but if it was an uninterrupted flow, Havike iroi, it has a din of iroi, pouring. Vakadeva hatzein nenes neesro, imayatzeledes bikiluach hanageh begadeva. And the cold pot becomes aser if the stream that hits it is yatzeledesful. Vashav shoshobesecha shori, but the food in the pot is mutter. The ain iroi oisur rak kadei klipa, because the din is that iroi from hot to cold only asks a klipa. This is not the din of tatogover. Tatogover we say is a chumah, but iroi we've mentioned previously at the beginning of Basar B'Cholov is possibly cooks, and therefore is asur mikra din. So the Ramah says, abul ima kadei rohi chama, if the pot is hot, v'hu kli rishon, and it's a kli rishon, it's in the same pot that was cooked on the fire, v'kol shekein, and certainly if it's standing next to the fire, even if the stream is cold, hakol aser, everything's aser to tatogover, because the bottom is stronger, the pot, which is a kli rishon, is hot, it will cause the cold blios to fall on top of it to aser the pot. Now the katzinel and tzerchamen has a din of cold into hot to kuli aser. Commotion is buyer, la'el sim tzerek alaf. Has a din of cold into hot, which we said is aser. So now, the Taz says in Sifkot Nechavov that when Ramo says that when hot goes into cold, as a din of a kli sheni, the Taz says that it's talking about where the place that it traveled along is not hot. So we see that the case over here is, for example, if you have a blech on Shabbos, or a hot plate, and you put cholent, let's say, on one side, and in another pot on the other side, And John spilled over, ran along the hot plate, and hit the other pot. So that's the case we're talking about in this Ramah. So if the hot plate was off, and the child was hot, it spilled over, ran along the hot plate, and hit the other pot. So if there's a break in the flow, so it has a din of a cliché in according to the Ramah's mortar, and if it's not interrupted, if it's a straight flow, then it will also a klipa. That's if the hot plate is cold, is off, and the child is hot, and the other pot was cold. But let's say the other pot was still hot. So even if the child is cold, if it spills over and hits the other pot, you'll need 60 against whatever spills underneath the pot. Because the pot has a dinner v'tatah, and since it's a kli rishon and it's still hot, the spill that hits it will aser it. So the Taz in Sifkot and Chof Zayin says that it seems to him that really this should not have a din of tatah gover. This case should have a din of noigim zevaseh, meaning hot and cold touch, and it's not one on top of the other. They touch next to each other. And we'll learn in Simen Kufei, Sif Gimel, that two things next to each other, and one's hot and one's cold, only aser a klipa. But the Maaseh, the Taz says that we cannot be makel against the Ramah. So at the end of the Taz, in Sifkot and Chof Zayin, he says that we should compare this case to Malicha, and by Malicha we say that Noigim Zebezeh is Asu Kulo. The question on this, which is, seems to be the Kuregis question, is that by Malicha we don't say the Din of Tatogover, and therefore we can't compare here to Malicha, our case to Malicha. By Malicha, in every case, even if the top is salty and the bottom is not salty, we say it's all completely Asur, because there's no Din of Tatogover, and therefore next to each other will also be Asu Kulo. But over here, if we say it has a din of Noigim Zebezeh, it should only be Asur Kade Klipa. But as we said, the Taz says that we should not be makel against the Ramah. One more din that the Ramah says, Tipush Hanefelas Algabe Kisui Kadeva, a drop of milk, let's say, falls on the cover of a pot of meat being cooked, Dina Kanafla Algabe Kadeva Negative Weitev. If the pot is covered and it falls on the cover, it has a din that it fell opposite the Weitev. Behushi Hischel HaKadeva Lahasiach. And this is talking about where the pot was already hot. The Ozoila Hazeya Tomid, because then you have the Zeya, the steam, constantly going up to the cover, Umagia La Kisui, and will reach the cover, but Yoyid Misham, Ela Reitiv, and then it will go down and draw out the drop into the Reitiv, and therefore it only needs 60. So we see that the pot is covered anywhere in the pot has a din of being a negative Reitiv. But the Maaseh, the Taz, and Sifkot and Chof Ches brings a Mashal, they argue on this. And he holds that we do not give Zeya the din of Reitiv. And we don't say that it's always connected to Reitiv. Therefore, what we do say is that since the cover is hot, it will ask for 60 in the cover, and then I'll need in the pot 60 times 60. But Lamaisa, the Taz says that we should be Machmer in Issa Deraisa, but in Issa Derabonon, we could be Mekel.